In recent weeks, no band has made as exciting an impact on the Czech scene as Airfare, an indie rock group made up of Czech-American frontman Tomáš Lichták, guitarist Lukáš Chromek, and bass guitarist Tomáš Vitásek, plus guest drummers because they paradoxically haven't been able to find a permanent one. Just last month, the band was voted Best Newcomer of 2007 by viewers of Očko, the Czech answer to MTV, and the band's single, Sorry Baby, off their debut album Hotel Moscow, has become an overnight hit.
I walk in a city upon an east side, down by the tracks, and now I'm all split up on the inside, baby. There's nothing wrong with me, what's the matter with you? What is a young boy supposed to do? You've gone a long way, but don't be alone, babe. Well, I'll run the show.
Tomáš Lichták, just 21 and reminiscent of a skinnier Ferris Bueller on his day off, relocated to the Czech Republic from the U.S. 2 years ago, where he eventually befriended his current bandmates and formed Airfare. The band members now live in two separate flats in the same building, which the singer-guitarist agrees can be a lot of fun, but he also says it's also important for work.
There's definitely a strong connection between all of us in the band, not only when we're playing, but, I mean, just when we're living in our crazy apartment. But it's definitely a thrill, especially when there's people that are having a good time at the show.
So far, Airfare have been compared to quite a few bands, including New York's The Strokes, which Lichták agrees were an influence. Fans themselves have compared Airfare to the Arctic Monkeys, Nick Cave, or even Iggy Pop. Tomáš Lichták says he is open to most forms of music, having cycled through various genres before settling on a guitar-based sound. As for collaboration on Airfare's material, Lichták, who sings in English, writes most of the lyrics while all three band members work together on the music.
Definitely everybody has their own ideas that they put into the music, you know, but it's not like it's all divided up in that we sit down and say who's going to do what. It's pretty much random. Sometimes, I mean, I write most of the lyrics, but sometimes there's a few moments where something English spews out of these boys. There's some aspects of literature and poetry that always have to come in whenever you're trying to write something interesting. I think you can write about anything in the world. It's just how you do it, how you see it, how it comes out of you.
Many Czech fans were thrilled, some a bit shocked, when Airfare did something no band had done before on a Czech stage during the Očko Awards.
The performance was we played three songs off the album. We played, what was it that we played?
Last Man Standing?
Yeah. The last song of the show was Last Man Standing, and during that we proceeded to set our guitars on fire and break them because we thought that it'd be something, you know, something that nobody ever did on this award show before. I mean, the award show has been going for only about 5 years now. They have it annually, but I don't think anybody's ever broken a guitar on stage. So we just wanted to be the first ones to do it, you know.
Who were the last guys to do it? Was it? I mean, it brings back, obviously everyone always talks about The Who, but that's a long time ago now. Mm-hmm. Nirvana used to do it.
Yeah, well, all these classic bands that just everybody knows sort of did it. I mean, we don't consider it something, you know, out of the ordinary really anymore. But it's something that a rock band should do at least once, I think.
Well, I want you to know that I will be the last man standing.
The success of Hotel Moscow has generated a lot of fan interest, even on sites like YouTube, where there are a number of clips of the band's performances, as well as the video for Sorry Baby. I asked Airfare's frontman to tell me more about the clip.
People that we work with that do all our videos and stuff are very interesting people, especially with the editing. I think they did a great job. It's like, you know, the clip starts out black and white and then it goes into color in the chorus. But it was shot in a small club, nothing big, in Litomyshle. And it was shot live during a concert, and they just took it, edited it, and made it nice, you know? So it looks nice on the TV. And we've had nothing but positive responses to it.
From here on, Airfare seems set for further success. The first single caught the attention of many new fans, and now others are giving the rest of the album a listen, including with Tomáš. Lichtag hopes will be the second hit off the album, Life is Easy. One thing most fans agree is that Airfare are a great band to catch live. Many shows are planned into the spring and summer months throughout the Czech Republic. So if you find yourself in the country, look them up. After just one album and one hit single, Airfare have already made clear they're a band not to be missed.
We just plan to play as many shows as possible because I think that's where we really shine as a band. You haven't experienced this band until you heard us live. Oh, don't you try.